You're listening to the Creating Wealth podcast with Michael Robert and Grant Slevin. Hey, welcome back to the Creating Wealth podcast. And today we're going to be sharing our planning your finances. So Grant, are you with me today? Hopefully one day we can get someone else in here and
absolutely
have a cool conversation.
So many people lined up, it's actually frightening.
So let's just start and get straight into it.
Awesome.
I think we've got 3 points. I don't know if we'll keep doing that forever, but it's a good starting point.
Three points are helpful.
3 points on how to plan your finances going forward. So last week we spoke about how to survive a recession, and one of the big things about it was planning. And how do you plan to get through a recession? And the point is you've got to plan before the recession. For the recession.
Absolutely.
But we're going to chat about just in general today about just planning and what things we can do to set ourselves up for success. I was actually listening to you on another presentation the other day. You were talking to someone and you used this term financial freedom. And I thought that was so cool. That's what we've been talking about, like creating a slogan or something for this. We should be like helping you become financially free, because I think that's the ultimate thing is we don't want to, about creating wealth is about, I don't want to be thinking about money continuously. I want to be able to just enjoy life without having to worry about money.
Absolutely. I guess that's the goal, you know. I think one of the slogans I had was which I've used for a long time is freedom through wellness. And there's a lot more behind the wellness, because if you take wellness, it's got to do a lot with finances and a bunch of stuff. And I think if you take that all into its aspect, there is freedom in that. You as a person are a lot more freer. You enjoy life more.
Like not having to worry about your health, or, you know, if you want to be free.
Yeah.
I had a quote here. I'll find it while you...
So I think, like, for me, that freedom in being debt-free is a massive thing. So, I mean, should we jump in the first point?
I wanted to chat on that being free. This was in a book that I read the other day. It says that no man who fears anything is a free man.
Love that.
I was like, if we're living in fear, then we're not actually free. And that's, I think, what we're talking about is how to be free from the fear of money or not having money.
And I guess it's two things. It's like, one is, I think every man and every woman, so I'm not, I don't think I'll play it down to there, but every man has this thing of, I want to be a breadwinner. I want to have, so it's the fear of actually lacking, the fear of not having enough, the fear of I'm not going to make it for my family. And I guess everyone listening to this would understand that, you know, it's my biggest fear is I'm never going to have enough and I'm not going to make it. And those are the two things. And that builds massive fear in person's life, which, you know, makes them not plan their life and makes them not watch their finances.
What was your quote about planning, Julia?
So we were trying to think of it last week, but it's by Benjamin Franklin. It says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I think that's so good, you know. So the whole thing, it says what it is, you know. It's like, so if you're lacking a plan, you actually are planning your whole life to actually not succeed, you know. So it's a great Benjamin Franklin, really good guy.
Okay, cool. So let's dive in. Planning, what would be the first step in creating a plan or planning finances?
I think one of the steps we wrote down was, you know, understanding your finances. I mean, I know this is quite a broad thing, but, you know, for me, it begins with actually, and I love it, Andy Stanley says this. He says, everybody needs to know where the money goes. If I had to say it like that, it would be a budget. So, I mean, call it, most people don't like a budget.
Yeah.
It's the whole ostrich, dig your head in the sand ostrich.
And I think we don't like a budget because we know what's actually going on when we see it. We're like, oh, I don't like this.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. When you know, I'm with Investec, whoever bank you are with, FNB or whatever store is, you get the statement that gets emailed to you on a monthly basis, and it could be your credit card statement or your personal check. It could be actually 5 different accounts, because that's what you've got, personal accounts and all that kind of stuff. And when those come in, I mean, let's just let's just be honest. I mean, do you archive?
Yeah, archive.
Or do you open it and see the truth? And I think, like, hey, banks have made it quite easy to access cash, but also they made it quite easy because the biggest thing, I know we mentioned it last week, but the biggest thing is money in, money out, yeah. You know? And I think a lot of the time, I'm talking personally, I mean, when I used to look at that, and I think sometimes there were months on months where there was more money going out, yeah, than money coming in, and I'm just being honest and vulnerable. And I think you've got to take, you know, so the biggest understanding of your finances is actually taking down and saying, I need to open that email, I need to sit down, talk to someone. And you know, I always say this, because talking to people helps you grow.
Yeah.
It doesn't see it from your perspective. It gets another perspective from someone. So sitting down with a budget, I mean, you know, I've got budgets. We can send you, but we can put it onto a link and help people with that. So I think a budget is key, because it really helps you understand what you're earning and what you're spending.
Yeah.
And I would say a lot of the time, you know, you think you're spending X amount, or you think you're budgeting on X amount, but actually you're overspending massively.
Yeah. And I think one of the things you chatted about last week was when we spoke about debt, was consolidating your debt. And I think I also find that a lot of people have so many accounts and so many credit cards, you actually don't really know,
because
sure, there's so much. Like, it should be better to like consolidate and rather have one account. You'll save the money on the bank fees, one, yeah, credit card, or not even a credit card unless you,
yeah,
I mean, a credit card, I don't like credit cards.
Yeah,
I only, absolutely, use it to get rewards, and I put, yeah, my credit limit to almost zero.
Yeah.
And
I think those are helpful things. So that's part of budgeting. Budgeting is actually understanding, because when you do the proper budget, you've got to take all your accounts. So I'll just take personally, I like talking personally, but Kans and I, it's my wife, we go away every year and we do a kind of a marriage retreat. And we've been doing it probably for the last 4 or 5 years. And what's been so helpful about it is that part of one of the sessions we do is actually budgeting. So we look at our personal budget, we look at a business budget, we look at everything. And we don't just thumb suck stuff. I literally take my computer and I suck out all our bank statements. I take hers, mine, whatever, how many bank accounts and credit cards we've had over the years. And we laughed this year because we did it this year in November, and we went away and we laughed because the finance part 4 years ago, 5 years ago, used to take probably a day, maybe even a day and a half, of getting bank statements, putting this in, understanding. It literally took 15, 20 minutes this time. Because, and it's not because we, it's just that we got better at it, because, yeah, we talk more, we understand more. I'm doing it more regularly. So I'm now understanding my finances, and I'm understanding, sheesh, I'm overspending here, I'm underspending here, what do I need to increase? So yeah.
Yeah, and I think that sort of leads into what the second point is you probably find that the time also came down because you understood what was important.
Sure.
So you didn't have to have that difficult conversation about where we should be spending, yeah, our money. It's, yeah, not like, oh, we should be spending more money on getting your wife's hair done, yeah, or should I spend, sure, more money on a new surfboard or whatever.
Yeah. Mountain bike.
Yeah, mountain bike. I don't know. That's way out of my budget.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think that's, it's important to have those conversations, yeah, and I think that's a lot of the time, I think, in marriages, if, yeah, we talk specifically about that, is that's where the difficult part is, and I think that's where a lot of marriages struggle, is that they never have that conversation about what's important, of where we should be spending our money.
Sure.
It's always looked at as my money, so I'm, yeah, going to spend it how I want to spend it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we could probably chat a bit more about that, yeah, point number two, and...
Yeah, I think that prioritizing spending is very key, and what you were chatting now, and I know, so I really believe that finances is one aspect to your life. I don't think you can separate it. So if it's budgeting or prioritizing your finances, it's actually got to do with your whole life. Because if we're honest, we realize that if we're battling with our finances and we're in big debt, and when I mean debt is in credit card debt, and we snowed in, we don't know how we're spending, we're overspending, it's a massive psychological toll on your body, on your physical health, on everything. And most people have been there and they can understand it, you know, whether it's small, whether it's big, you feel like you're not good enough. You feel, yeah, like, I can't do this. You feel like your marriage is failing. And I mean, I bring that in there because, and I when I first got married, I got three, but it was actually my father-in-law that told me this, which is quite awkward, but he said that there's three things in life that you will fight, you know, in marriage. And he said it's sex, in-laws. And yes, we did mention sex on a finance. Yeah. So sex, in-laws, and finances. And those are the, if you think about your marriage, those are the only three major things you always, there's always a grapple. Yeah. So it's prioritizing spending. What is good for your wife? What is good for you? So I mean, I used to, back in the day, if it was rugby boots or whatever, you just go and buy your rugby boots and maybe hide the slip in the top drawer and maybe your wife won't find them or whatever the
story
is. Leave
the boots in the boot of the car.
Exactly. So and everyone's done this. You know, we've all been there. We guys, we think, hey, I can spend. And, you know, wife's probably done the same thing, gone and got the haircut. And so the reality is you've got to prioritize each other's values. So when I look at a budget and prioritizing spending, I always say, take the budget, have three columns. One is actual, one is, I always start off and say, okay, if what we think and if we thumb sight, what do you think we spend on these things? Because what that does is it helps you when you actually put the actual, yeah, how much you actually, you underspending, how you thinking that you should be spending this, but you're not. So I always do that. And then I put the second column, which is actual. So this is taking your bank statements. That's the real. And don't leave out stuff, like put everything in there, and then tally that up. You'll see where you're overspending, and then it's about looking at those different categories and reprioritizing. So yeah, saying, hey, we actually like, so for us, we like going out, we like spending money, having good food and whatever the story is, and that's not saying that you must have fun. So don't stick your budget into something that, if that's what you're prioritizing, put more allocation, rather don't buy broccoli, you know, and you throw it away all the time, but spend more on going out or eating. But you've got to also, you know, spend less than you earn, because that's the critical thing. So yeah, I think prioritizing is great because it helps you with different things. So,
and I like that you started off with talking about how it was it's also about wellness, so that your priorities then, I mean, we joke about the rugby boots and the boot of the car, but I mean, I think we had that conversation about 4 years ago, was, you know, your health and your wellness and your psychology,
yeah,
to be able to function, you need, yeah, to be able to do some form of exercise, yeah, which makes you feel better, so that when you go home, you're, yeah, a better person at home. So it's important that you spend that money on,
yeah,
those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that was, I mean, yeah, we chatted, that was a conversation you, absolutely, guys had, which is,
yeah,
I think every marriage should have, yeah, that, but every person should have that, you know,
yeah,
you determine what's important and then work out how much you're willing to spend on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so some marriages or some finances, some guys won't want to spend on certain stuff, and wives are different. So you've got to find the balance, I think, for a healthy financial situation, but it's got to be worked into your budget. So if you're earning, and that's where comparison also comes back. And I know we chatted about it last week, but in your budget, you've got to think of it as yourselves, not as, yeah, your next door neighbor or your mate who's just bought a house in Brentwood or a big estate or whatever the story is, where you're thinking, oh, how are we not getting there?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to stop comparing and live as you are content with yourself. And that's where a budget is super helpful.
Yeah. Okay. So point number three then is, once we've done all of that, it's important that you actually have a plan going forward, because if we don't plan, we fail.
Yep.
We've got to set that up. Once we've worked out where we're at, determine what's important, and then how we're going to go forward from there is important, and not just, you know, we've done all the work and we've discussed where we are, we've spoken about our priorities, and then we just sit back and ignore the plan or ignore it for the rest of the year is a waste of time.
Absolutely. And I think, like, what you got to try and do is take your budget after that and input it into your life. So one of the things is organizing your life. So whether it be diary, whether it be putting in financial meetings with your family, I always say bring people on the journey of that, you know, that are close to you, because it's helpful for them, they understand. So sometimes I've seen it in because of what I do, I meet people and they get into their personal lives, is and one thing is finances, but you can see a whole different story, because, you know, the husband's involved in the business and the wife is involved in another business, and there's two incomes, they're running it separately, you know, she doesn't know the pressure he's got, she doesn't know the pressure he's got, because, yeah, they've never married the things up, you know. And it's super helpful when the wife knows where the husband is. And I know we're talking specifically, but I'm just trying to help people with the budgeting and trying to just actually get a full proof of like, actually, okay, how do I organize my life? Because it's not just one aspect of finances. It's trying to find freedom in all aspects. And finances is massive in that situation. So, yeah, I think there's a quote. I love it. It says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And we all know that. But the second best time is right now.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people suffer with this. I mean, we spoke about it just now, the ostrich, that you just dig your head and say, oh, I should have done this 20 years ago, and I'm nowhere now, and I don't have enough savings, and I haven't bought a house. All my mates own houses, and they've got businesses. Start now. So take hold of your finances. Take hold of your situation. And we spoke about it last week, the carpe diem, you know, take that moment right now and go. Open your bank statement. It's going to be very sore, but you're one step closer to building freedom.
I think Warren Buffett says, I've forgotten about it now. Getting rich doesn't happen quickly. It takes time and it takes effort and it takes being intentional about things. So I think I was thinking this morning about what we plan to do next week, because I'm having a plan here. It's
fantastic.
Talk about how to, now that you've got a plan, there's important things that need to be in that plan, because it can't just be like, oh, I've got my income, this is how I'm going to spend it, because that's not creating wealth. That's just how you're spending your money.
Absolutely.
We've got to put a portion of that money into something, an investment that's going to create wealth, because that's how you grow wealth.
Yeah.
So I was going to suggest that we chat about maybe savings or in some sort of investments. What are those first building blocks to creating a legacy that you can leave or creating wealth? What are those like starting points, you know?
Yeah.
So, because we can talk about like investing in property and stuff like that, but I mean, until you've got capital that you've got available to be able to do that, you're not going to be able to do it. So,
And I think our goal here in these podcasts is actually to make it simple for people. So we're not going to get in the massive technical details, but we're gonna try and put steps out for people to get and make it easier, access to easy platforms. There are really good platforms of taking, even if it's 100 rand, you're saving on your budget. You know, 100 rand, starting now, the compounding effect of that. So so like in these podcasts, hang around, because it's going to be awesome to find out the stuff. We'll take you through what's good, what's not good, fees, all that kind of stuff, which is brilliant. I think it's going to be helpful for people, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I was saying, we'll probably lead into this next week, but I was saying earlier when we were chatting about savings is that banks, for some reason, people think that they have to save money in a bank account or in a bank savings account. Yet when you actually look at it, it's like you're not saving anything. You're probably going backwards.
So,
but we can chat a little bit about next week and what the savings actually look like and what to look for in a savings account. You know, what is important.
Yeah.
Not just stick it in a bank account that the bank give you.
Yeah, and I guess, so one of the things that we'll touch on next week is, so you got to jump on next week, because we'll touch on like, you know, the banking side, and I'll leave you like just with this, is how banks have made it so easy to access money and get into the wrong. So I was reading this book, it talked about, so if you take compound interest, most people don't actually, haven't seen it or understood it until you're investing, but compound interest is a positive and there's a negative. So if you think you're spending out of your budget, you're going into the red 100 rand every month. Now you take that 100 rand, you compound it over the next 10 years. What negative effect you're going to have. But you just take that little 100 rand, and that's what I'm saying. Today is the time to plant the tree. You take that 100 rand, and we'll go into depth on that in savings in different ways. But even 50 to 100 rand saving that you can look at over the compound effect is astronomical. Huge. Yeah.
So let's not talk about next week's content. Let's save that for next week.
Absolutely. But,
So
I hope this has been helpful. I think, you know, just these kind of points help us to take a grip on our lives, to actually say, I'm at the point, I don't know where to go, because sometimes we're just stuck. And I actually thought about myself the other day. I drew a picture in my book of, and not in finances, because I think I've broken, but other parts of my life where I felt like I've been chained to the wall, you know, and you're like, you know, you can see around you, and there's lack of food on the table there's also, but you just don't know how to get off.
Okay, sorry about that. Our recording got cut off, but it doesn't matter. Grant wasn't saying anything important. That's it for today. Just those three things was to understand where you are financially, determine what's important, where you need to spend your money, where you want to spend your money, and then put that together in a plan and a way going forward. And then next week, we're going to chat about saving those first few building blocks that you would want to put into that plan, is how much you should be saving, where you should be saving, and what kind of savings you should be looking for. So looking forward to seeing you next week, and thanks for listening.
Awesome.